first time at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament this year that the Streaks will wear the road black. An impressive-looking black it is for the Silver Streaks Ball Club, coming in with a record of 8-5. Charleston, the home team, at 9-2. And again, both teams 2-0 in this tournament. Charleston, also where former Galesburg High School principal Diane Hutchins is now principal, so a bit of a connection there for the Silver Streaks, who will start the same five as they did earlier today. Ryan Carl, Grant Gibson, Trevon Diggins, now with his index and middle fingers taped up. We talked about that earlier as he jammed the hand and still was affecting him earlier today. Carson Cheeseman, and then Ethan Meeker, the only player who did not start yesterday, who's back in the starting lineup. He started earlier today and matched his career high with 14 points. For Charleston, they'll start Jordan Hellman, a 6'1 senior, Trustin Winnett, a 6-foot senior, Zach Steidel, a member of the all-tournament team last year. He's a 5'10 senior. Ethan Miller, the leading scorer on the team for the Trojans, a 6'2 senior, and Noah Miller on the inside, a 6-foot senior. He's been in double figures in rebounding both games, doesn't score a whole lot, but he's a strong inside presence for the Charleston Trojans. And for the third time, the Streaks win the tip with Carson Cheeseman bringing it across midcourt, picked up there by Zach Steidel. On the right side, Diggins with it. He'll work man-to-man against Trustin Winnett. Brings it around to the top of the circle, into the hands of Ethan Meeker. Now Cheeseman with it on the left wing. Tries to get it inside to Grant Gibson, now does on a bounce pass to the baseline, gets it out to Ryan Carl. Everyone's touched it. Carl shoots a three, rattles in and out, and the rebound to Jordan Hellman for Charleston. Got a good look at it. Everybody touched it on the opening possession. Just unfortunate for Carl, couldn't get the shot down. Steidel with a little push-off on Trevon Diggins. No call made. Gets it out to Ethan Miller. He's working man-to-man against Grant Gibson here in the early going. The two leading scorers for these teams will go head-to-head at least to get things started here. On the outside, Noah Miller. We were very impressed with Miller last year as he is a strong inside presence for the Trojans. To the outside, Trustin Winnett. Cut off in the lane by Ryan Carl. Gets it back out to Miller, who shoots from just outside the free throw line. Comes up a little bit long. And Carson Cheeseman comes up with a rebound. Both teams patient on the opening possession. Here's Gibson, right side, Meeker. Briefly had an open three. Now drives on the inside. Draws a little contact. Banks it up and in. No call made. And Galesburg takes an early 2-0 lead.
Mature move by Meeker for the freshman. Passed up the shot in the corner. Felt some pressure. Went right around the guy who'd committed to come after him. Takes it all the way in and gets the shot off the glass.
There's Steidel working it across midcourt on the point. Now to the right wing it goes to Winnett. Cut off there. Nearly stolen away. It is stolen away by Diggins. Trying to take it one-on-one. Dumps it off to Gibson. Right back to Trevon, who puts it up and in. Great ball movement and great sharing by the Silver Streaks to go up 4-0.
Well, I wonder if Trevon didn't finish with those fingers wrapped. That's got to be a hindrance to his shooting and dribbling, and he gave it up to Gibson, but then Gibson gives it right back, and he couldn't hardly help but miss or make that one underneath.
Long three by Steidel from way outside. Comes up short. There's Carson Cheeseman with his second rebound here in the early going. Quickly up court, Ethan Meeker. He'll launch the three. That one's off the front of the rim. Rebound on the weak side to Winnett. Ethan had a good look at it, but it was off the mark right from the very beginning. Now to the other end, Ethan Miller beats the Streaks down court for the layup. And that is one thing we notice with this team. They will get out with it, and they want to run with it at any possibility, especially coming off a missed shot.
And they start five seniors. We don't see that very often anymore, and five good basketball-playing seniors. It's not just their experience. They're a solid team.
Four of them were starters last year. Here's a pick at half court. Hellman leading the break to the other end, shields the body, and lays it up and in. We're tied at four. So both teams have converted a turnover into points. And underway, we're already 2:45 into this game, and it's looking like a tough battle right from the start. Ryan Carl on the outside, just left of the top of the arc. Dribbles right once, hands off to Grant Gibson. Grant down the right side of the lane, on the run, throws it up toward the basket. Meeker claws down the rebound and comes out with it and gets it into the hands of Diggins. So another opportunity for the Silver Streaks. What a tough rebound by Ethan on the weak side. Looked like he got almost kind of palmed the ball and then just clutched onto it and grabbed it down to his hip. Here's Gibson with it, right side over to Meeker, trying to work around a screen toward the top of the arc. Carl comes out for it. Charleston will let him shoot from the outside if he wants to. He can knock it down from the outside from time to time. Swings it down low, trying to work his way in on Noah Miller. Gets it back outside to Cheeseman. Drives, kicks it off to Meeker. In the lane, cut off at the free throw line by Steidel. Now over to Carson Cheeseman, into the corner, Diggins. He'll shoot the three. And that's a little bit short.
Weak
side rebound by Ryan, up over the basket and into the hands, out of the hands of Grant Gibson. Still a scrum for it, and Noah Miller comes up with it for Charleston. So a real battle for it there on the low blocks. Charleston with a chance to take its first lead. They leave Ethan Miller open, and he fires the three and drains it. 7-4 Charleston, and he has five of their first seven halfway through the first quarter.
A couple of southpaws, Miller one of them. He's really the biggest presence offensively for this team. We noticed also the big kid, at least strong kid, Miller, Noah Miller, is left-handed.
Ryan Carl answers from the outside, knocks down a three, and that ties the game at seven.
Tough to stop that shot.
Sure is. And they left him wide open. Now on the outside, another three ball by Hellman. This one rattles off the back of the rim, drops through, and a whistle away from the ball. The officials pointing the other direction. I think we got a foul on Charleston trying to set up under the basket for the rebound. They're going to call that one on Noah Miller, it looks like.
Still, the three-pointer will count.
Well, now the scoreboard showing the foul on Galesburg. They're going to have to get this straightened out. In fact, the official is holding his hand out in front of Mike Reynolds saying, calm down, coach. Galesburg setting up to inbound the ball. It sure looked like they were calling Charleston. But now they are going to switch, so they're going to reverse directions. They're going to call it on Meeker instead. So the basket was good. A three-pointer, and it's going to be a chance at more. On the foul on the setting up for the basket. So they get it into Ethan Miller, trying to dribble around to the top of the arc. Gets it into the hands of Steidel. Left side, Winnett driving in, into the lane. Knocked away by Trevon Diggins. Gets held at the ankle. Does get the ball away to Ethan Meeker. Down the lane, pulls up from 12 feet, hits it off the front of the rim. Carl gets a hand on the rebound, tries to save it back to Grant Gibson, and Charleston knocked it out of bounds, and the official is going to give it back to the Trojans. Clearly, Charleston got a hand on the ball and knocked it away. And Grant Gibson has his arms up looking at the official saying, no, wait a minute. And Mike Reynolds is asking the officials to talk it over, and now the official down here in front of the Charleston bench is saying, no, guys, come back this way. That was the right call, but Jim Wood for Charleston certainly doesn't agree with the reversal. But that is the right call. Streaks down 10-7. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and Galesburg inbounds it to Ethan Meeker. To Grant Gibson. Free throw line extended to the right. Into the hands of Cheeseman on the right elbow. Trying to get it into Carl. Gets it back out to Trevon Diggins. Top of the arc. Over to Meeker. On the left wing. Fakes the three. Now drives in and penetrates and banks it in.
Meeker again. Good recognition. You know that Charleston saw Meeker shoot the ball earlier today. They are not letting him have many open looks. And so he realizes that, and as they come out and use their momentum to try and block his shot, he just goes around him and is getting some bunnies inside.
Steidel on the dribble, working against Diggins. No substitutions for either team here in a fiercely contested 5.5 minutes in the early going. Driving, kicking it out, left side Ethan Miller for three. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound chased down by Grant Gibson. Carson Cheeseman falls into him. Grant avoids the travel, and here come the Silver Streaks. Into the front court quickly to Meeker, left side, driving in, jump stop to the right, out to Diggins, shoots the three. Got it!
Away, Trevon.
Five for Diggins. Streaks regain the lead at 12-10. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Steidel across midcourt. Right side to Hellman. At the end of the Charleston bench, fires a long three. That comes up well short. Here's Carson Cheeseman coming up with his third rebound already. Into the front court. Down low, Gibson under the block. Puts it up and in. 14-10 Galesburg. Little run for the Silver Streaks here. They've scored seven in a row. Steidel, top of the circle, Ethan Miller. 1:35 to go, first quarter. Miller trying to lean in on Grant Gibson. Gets it out left side over to Hellman. Now top of the arc, it goes to Ethan Miller. Right side on the dribble, Winnett. Picks up his dribble, nearly stolen away from the backside by Diggins. Hangs on to it, Miller with it now. Ethan driving in from the right side. Cut off on the low blocks, runs into Grant Gibson. Ball knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say Charleston touched it last. First substitutions of the game for either team. A minute 21 to go, first quarter. Joe Williams and Marcus Ross for the Silver Streaks. And Alex Gowan, a 5'8 junior for Charleston, replaces Hellman. On the inbounds, looking, Gowan, looking, gets it out to the outside to Noah Miller. Now Ethan Miller, between the circles, fakes right, dribbling left, lost the handle on it, hangs on to it, picks it up at the free throw line, driving right side, off balance shot, rolls in and out, fight for the rebound, Miller and Ross, Last touch by Noah Miller, out of bounds, back to Galesburg.
Silver Streaks are using their quick hands to negate a lot of what Charleston's wanting to do. We're poking the ball away out high. We're disrupting their drives to the basket. Hopefully that'll continue, especially against Ethan Miller, who's a real problem, but he's having trouble getting his dribble against the Streaks defense.
Grant Gibson down the right side of the lane, off balance away from the basket, forces it up with the right hand and knocks it down from about 10 feet away. 9-0 run.
Most players have
Here's a steal at midcourt, and then Diggins knocked down, going for the steal by Alex Gowan, who lost the handle on the dribble. That's the first foul on Gowan, and the Streaks are going to get it back here with 47 seconds to go in the first quarter.
That's a great job by Trevon, but I was going to say, you know, most players, like that shot that Gibson just took, most players, if they take that, they get pulled out of the game.
Yeah.
It's just not a high percentage shot, but Gibson's good enough at it that he can make it work more times than not.
So the Streaks with the ball, 40 seconds to go. Down the right side, Gibson dumps it off to Meeker, found an opening in the lane, penetrating, and knocked out of his hands and off Ethan's knee, apparently, out of bounds. And Charleston will get it back. So good defense. Somebody reached in there and poked it away, and Meeker's momentum carried him into the ball and kicked it out of bounds. On the inbounds on a lob, terrible pass. Diggins intercepts it, drives to Gibson for three, off the back of the rim. Trevon got a hand on the rebound, knocked it out of bounds, and back to Charleston.
We'd love to see that one go down.
Oh, yeah.
Some excellent opportunities the last two trips. Ball just got poked away from Meeker, got it back. Nice steal from Trevon. And then Gibson's was just off the mark. Tell you what, Trevon's played a great first quarter.
We sure
need to tape those fingers together more often.
Ethan Miller drives into the front court against Gibson, hands off to Winnett. Trying to work around a Miller screen, bounces it on the inside to Noah Miller with a left hand, bullies it in, and we got our second wedge shot as the ball actually went over the rim, wedged on the opposite side. That's really unusual to see it happen that way, with the ball carrying away from the basket, and a foul called on Marcus Ross, his first.
Yeah, this is Noah Miller, you mentioned, undersized at the center position at 6 foot, but really, really strong young man. He was an outstanding football player, they said, all-conference fullback, and he swishes the first free throw. He doesn't jump particularly well either. I mean, everything he does is just from strength and effort.
Only 3 for 6 from the free throw line in this tournament. Made the first one there. That snapped the 9-0 Galesburg run. Makes the second free throw as well. It's 16-12. Galesburg by 4. Streaks with the ball. 16 seconds to go. End of the first quarter. Gibson, Williams, Ross, Meeker, and Diggins for Galesburg. Gibson across midcourt, pulls up, 17-footer, looked like somebody got a hand on it, and the loose ball under the basket knocked out of bounds by Charleston. Streaks will have it to the right of their own basket.
3.7 should still get a good shot off here.
Gibson tries to get it inbounds to Williams, cutting down the right side of the lane. Charleston knocks it out of bounds, only 0.3 seconds go off the clock. So the Streaks still with just under 3.5 seconds to go here at the end of the first quarter, leading by 4. Gibson slaps it, gets it into Meeker. Quick three, that got partially blocked. Noah Miller under the basket with the rebound, and that's the end of one. Galesburg by 4, 16-12 through one quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome to Toyotathon, our biggest sales event of the year. I'm here to help you find the very best deals on all your favorite Toyota models. Please listen closely. Some of our great offers have changed. In fact, this Toyotathon, we're offering big savings on almost everything. To hear more about great offers on reliable, safe, and versatile Toyota vehicles, choose from one of the following. Press 1 for Camry. Press 2 for RAV4. Press 3 for Corolla. You've selected the 2012 Camry, a very good, reliable choice. Right now, you can get an amazing 0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Toyotathon is on. This is the one event you don't want to miss.
On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, annual percentage rate available to buyers with approved Tier 1 and Tier 1 Plus credit only through Toyota Financial Services varies by region and excludes hybrid models. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 1-7-13.
When winter weather hits, count on the WGIL Morning News to bring you the latest in school cancellations, keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
One quarter gone here at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Galesburg leading Charleston 16-12. Trojans have the ball to begin the second quarter. Into the front court, Alex Gowan. Left side it goes over to Jordan Hellman to the top of the circle. They clear out left. Diggins cuts him off. He has to pass it away right. And now back into the hands of Winnett. Good streaks defense there. Here's Winnett trying to drive down the lane. Lost a handle on it. Kicked it out of bounds. And the Trojans turn it over on their first possession of quarter number two.
Well, I had Silver Streak 7 of 16 from the field in that first quarter with a couple of three-pointers. Charleston 4 out of 9 also knocked down a couple from long range.
2 for 2 from behind the arc. Or sorry, 2 for 5 for the Trojans. 2 for 7 for the Silver Streaks. Here's Meeker, open 3, got
yes.
it. Left him wide open at the top of the circle, probably the highest percentage place to shoot a three-pointer, and he had a long time to look at it. He drains it, 19-12 Galesburg, Meeker with 7.
Yeah, the defender just fell down right in front of him, and he didn't let that distract him. He went ahead and just smoothly knocked that three-pointer down.
Noah Miller on the outside trying to work against Ross, now into the hands of Gowan, trying to pull the Silver Streaks out, stretch out their defense a little bit, trying to get the lane open, driving down the right side, off-balance shot, won't go down. Marcus Ross with a good block out for the rebound after the Hellman miss. Into the front court quickly, Williams tries to get it over right side, but he didn't pass it away in time. He ran over Ethan Miller and got called for the charge.
You could see that one coming from about 10 feet away.
Third turnover on the Silver Streaks, first foul of the game on Joe Williams, only the third team foul on Galesburg. Just past the 7-minute mark of the second quarter, Silver Streaks on top, 19-12.
Yeah, Joe a little late in giving that ball up. He could have taken a few less steps and kicked it off into the corner, which is what he ended up doing anyway before making contact.
It's a 12-2 Galesburg run. Streaks put on the full court press. Here's a trap on Steidel in the backcourt. Lobs it over under the Galesburg basket to Hellman. Now driving across, gets it across the timeline before the 10-second call. Ethan Miller fakes from the left side, drives past Grant Gibson for the layup. 7 on the game for Ethan Miller. Charleston back within 5, 19-14. Minute and a half into the second quarter. Here's Diggins across midcourt with Gibson, Meeker, Ross, and Williams. So no substitutions for the Streaks at the quarter break. Meeker with it near the Charleston bench on the left side. Spins away from his defender out to the outside. Ross for 3. That one's off the front of the rim. And they don't mind him shooting that shot. Hellman with a weak side rebound. Into the front court. Gowan cut off. Gets it back to Hellman between the circles. Streaks by 5. Charleston trying to cut into that here. Here's Miller with a pull-up just outside the free throw line. Looked like Diggins got pushed under the basket. He did, and the official saw it. That's the first foul on Noah Miller.
And I don't think there's probably too many games where Noah Miller doesn't use his allotment of fouls. He may not get called for all of them, but like he said, being undersized in the post, at least height-wise, and he's just trying to win with muscle, well, he's going to have to push some bodies around once in a while. He got caught for it right there.
Marcus Ross gets a breather for the Silver Streaks. Ryan Carl back in for Galesburg. Diggins driving in from the right side, gets it over to Joe Williams, open briefly in the corner. Starts the penetration instead. Now Gibson has it. Top of the circle, spin move, and gets called for palming the ball. That's the fourth turnover on the Silver Streaks.
Don't see that called a lot, but that was a little extra time that he rolled around with that, and I've got to agree with the call there.
19-14 is the Galesburg lead, 5:48 to go before halftime. Streaks were down 10-7 in the first quarter. They've outscored Charleston 12-4. They have led by as many as 7 here in the early going. Streaks with full court pressure, but Charleston breaks it. This is Nick Wilson bringing it across midcourt. Left side it goes over to Hellman, cut
nice
off.
Help.
Now on the penetration drive, gets blocked by Ryan Carl, gets it back, pump fake in the lane, missed it, and then Ryan Carl gets Noah Miller in a headlock and gets called for the foul, and good control by Miller not to, he was clearly upset by the way Ryan got a hold of him. It wasn't intentional. It's just kind of the way the two of them kind of came down into each other. Ryan gives him a little love pat on the back there to say it's all right. Sorry about that. First foul of the game on Carl. So on the inbound is Zach Seidel in the left corner. Galesburg by 5, 5.5 minutes to go before halftime. Diggins cuts off Steidel. He just forces up the shot from the baseline, and he made it. Good defense by Trevon. Steidel just forced it up, and he managed to get it down from about 10 feet away. Diggins out to Ryan Carl, bounces off his head, has to chase it down, knocked down from the backside. Miller steals it away, leads the break, but then hits the bottom of the rim on the layup. Charleston with the rebound, and the putback by Winnett won't go. Deflected out to Steidel. He'll bank it in from 12 feet.
Getting out hustled right now.
Yep.
Three times down the court, Charleston has continued to hit the offensive glass and getting shot after shot. Streak's got to get after it.
So 19-18, Charleston within one now. So they've answered with a 6-0 run of their own. On the left side, Williams out to Ethan Meeker. Open three off the back of the rim. Rebound Williams in the lane. Jump stop. He'll force it up off the back of the rim, but he's fouled. And Joe will get a couple of free throws. So the team that gets the offensive rebound is benefiting here right now.
Yeah, it seems like both teams, anytime they get a little spurt, doesn't last very long. The other team is able to counter.
Williams. Joe Williams misses the first free throw. Rolled around and dropped off. So Joe at just under 71% on the season. Ethan Meeker sits down for Galesburg. He'll get a breather. And Carson Cheeseman back in for the Streaks. Gibson Diggins, Williams at the free throw line, misses the second one. Noah Miller sits down getting a break for Charleston as Jordan Hellman rebounds the missed free throw. Streaks miss an opportunity there. Charleston can regain the lead here, down one. Steidel on the outside along with Ethan Miller, Nick Wilson, Jordan Hellman, and Tristan Winnett. On the left side, this is Hellman with it. They swing it around right over to Winnett. Driving in on Williams, cut off there, nearly stolen away by Diggins. Here's Steidel driving in. He's cut off on the wing, runs into two Silver Streaks defenders, backs out, shoots a long three. That one's off the mark. Williams has it briefly knocked out of his hand. Looks like he got hit in the face, and then he was pushed out of bounds on the sideline for the fourth Charleston team foul, and they'll call that one on Zach Steidel, his first.
With a couple of exceptions, our defense has been terrific in this first half. It's too bad we haven't been able to cash in a little more offensively. That time we forced them. Steidel took a ridiculous shot. He was almost on in the Galesburg bench when he let that go, and he's really not that good of a shooter to begin with, so you got to love that possession by Galesburg. We forced a bad one.
At the top of the circle, Diggins for another three. That one's good. Second three-pointer of the night for Trevon Diggins. He has eight. It's 22-18. Galesburg trying to build the lead back up. 3:40 to go here in the first half. Miller cut off outside the lane. They dish it out to Winnett for three. That one's in and out. Rebound Steidel nearly took it away from Trevon Diggins. Good hands by Diggins. And then fouled coming out of it, trying to get away on the break. And I believe that one's going to be on Nick Wilson, his first. And the fifth team foul for Charleston.
Good job by Trevon to keep that rebound because, like you said, Steidel went in. And that the Charleston team, they crashed the offensive boards hard. And you've got to put a body on them and go up very strong or you will not come away with the ball.
3.5 minutes to go, first half. Galesburg by four with the ball, leading 22-18. Cheeseman across midcourt. Back to Diggins. Faked the three that time. Got Steidel to bite on it, but Trevon didn't have enough room in the lane to penetrate. So they keep it on the outside. Here's Williams to Grant Gibson. Trying to drive down the right side of the lane. Out to Trevon. He'll fire another three. That one is good.
What a great time for Trevon to come up with some shooting. He couldn't hit anything last night in here, but has 3 3-pointers in the first half here.
11 on the game for Trevon Diggins. 3 straight from behind the arc. Now goes for a steal at midcourt. Gets it away from Steidel. Has Gibson on the other end. All alone for the layup. Galesburg by 9 now, 27-18 after the Charleston turnover.
And most of it is number one. Trevon Diggins has been terrific in the first half.
2:40 to go before halftime. Driving in, Miller trying to do too much. Forced up a shot off the front of the rim. Carson Cheeseman out to Grant Gibson. He'll have another uncontested layup.
Wow, what a run, what a run.
And a timeout called by the Trojans. Mike Reynolds is fired up. And he's the first one out to greet Trevon Diggins. 2:31 to go before halftime. Galesburg by 11, 29-18, a 30-second timeout.
Not very often. I was just thinking we had a three-on-none break on the steal by Diggins out high, and I was just about to say you don't get that very often when we had another two-on-nothing break from half court on there. And, you know, some might think as this thing transpired, Joe Williams was actually a couple of steps ahead of Grant Gibson who got the ball. And some might think, well, why don't you give it up to Joe? But sometimes you're better off if you got the ball. There's nobody there just to keep your rhythm and go ahead and finish the layup, which is exactly what Gibson did that time. So whoever gets the points, we don't care. It's just been fun to watch these guys and their pressure defense creating the offensive opportunities to stretch out this lead.
And they keep the full court pressure on. Diggins will guard the inbound, Jordan Hellman. Williams and Cheeseman in the backcourt. They skip it toward the front court. Carl and Gibson are back
yes,
waiting there. Here's
Joe.
A steal by Williams
you
in the backcourt. He lays it up.
Woo-hoo.
And it's now 31-18. Nearly stolen away at half court. Steidel got away with a high dribble. Here's Ethan Miller driving in, and the Streaks kind of back off and let him lay it up, and that ends the run. 12 straight by Galesburg. Stops there, but they still lead by 11, 31-20, approaching the two-minute mark of this first half. Cheeseman across midcourt. That's as good of an offensive run as we've seen Galesburg put together all season long. And now an illegal screen set away from the ball will go as a Galesburg turnover. And a foul on Ryan Carl. Yes.
You know, I was just thinking earlier that we hadn't had any of those calls in this tournament so far. Sometimes in our conference games, we'll get four or five of those in a game.
Here's Steidel trapped in the backcourt, double-teamed by Diggins and Carson Cheeseman. Finds Ethan Miller, who nearly lost it in half court, bounces it away. Right side driving in, and the shot won't go down for Jordan Hellman. We're going to get another foul called on the Silver Sheik. So they picked up a couple of quick ones here. They're up to six now in the first half, and that'll be against Cheeseman, his first.
Charleston trying to get up off the floor here just before halftime. They've got the bucket from Miller, who broke the run by Galesburg, and now the attacking of the basket this time by Jordan Hellman. He'll try and cut the Galesburg lead, but misses number one. Silver Streaks would love to at least keep that lead around double figures going to the locker room at halftime.
That's Hellman's first missed this tournament. He drains the second one. 6 points in the game now. Galesburg by 10. 31-21. Charleston has scored three in a row after the big Galesburg run put him up 13. Into the front court, Cheeseman hands off to Joe Williams. Top of the circle. Ross open, but he passes off to Cheeseman instead. Down to 90 seconds to go first half. Shovels it in with a left hand to Gibson. Fake left, drives right, banks it in.
Excellent post move. Gibson could feel the one-on-one, and the man was no bigger than him. Fake right, went left. Good job.
Left side on the outside. Hellman driving into the free throw line. Out to Steidel for a long three. That one is good. Zach Steidel's first three-pointer. He has 7 points all in this quarter. It's 33-24. Galesburg by nine. Charleston creeps a little closer with a minute to go in the first half. Williams to the free throw line. Cut off there. Ross comes out to the top of the arc to take it. Now Cheeseman driving in. Cut off at the low blocks, pulls it back out to the wing, into the hands of Gibson. Fakes a three, penetrates, has it knocked out of his hand. Loose ball, kicked out of bounds by Charleston right in front of us. 49.7 seconds to go before halftime. Streaks hang on to it. Cheeseman will inbound right in front of us. Streaks trying to build on a 9-point lead, and Ethan Meeker back in for the Streaks as Cheeseman will head out.
Probably a good move. Carson was looking tired. He was just right here in front of us, bent over, really breathing hard, so nice to bring in a fresh body here.
Meeker gets it into Joe Williams, just inside of half court, down to 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Streaks by nine. Gibson lost his man. Over to Diggins, left side, three
look
again!
Look at him go!
4 3-pointers in the first half for Diggins. He has 14 for the game, and the Silver Streaks lead by 12. Ethan Miller cut off in the lane by a double team. Ball knocked out to Steidel on the right wing with under 30 seconds to go. Steidel with a left hand cut off by Diggins. He lobs it in to Noah Miller. Got position on Marcus Ross, who couldn't stop him. Miller with a bank shot. He has four. 36-26. Williams in the lane. Out of control. Got called for traveling.
See, boy,
Mike Reynolds. Yeah.
Yeah, he has every right to be unhappy there.
15 seconds to go. The Streaks turn it over. So now the Trojans can get it back under 10 right before halftime.
Really like Joe Williams, but sometimes he's just out of control coming down the court, and he sure was there, especially with the time allotment.
Streaks need a big defensive stop here on the outside. Driving in, there it is. They deflect it away. Ross with the outlet to Gibson, who can't get it away before the buzzer. 36-26, Galesburg by 10 at the half. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half numbers. Talk it over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. 36-26 Galesburg at the half over the Charleston Trojans. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in an exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil.
Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh,
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The Harlem Globetrotters bring the ultimate in family entertainment to the iWireless Center on Saturday, January 5th at 7 p.m. The game of basketball sets the stage for an experience parents and kids will never forget. High-flying dunks, eye-popping tricks, hilarious jokes. The Globetrotters will have you smiling from start to finish. Don't miss the Globetrotters live at the iWireless Center on Saturday, January 5th at 7 p.m. Buy your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime at Taylorville, the holiday tournament for the two 2-0 teams going head-to-head here in the first game of the evening session. And right now it's Galesburg on top, 36-26 over the Charleston Trojans. The leading scorers in the game, Grant Gibson with 10 for the Streaks, Ethan Miller with 9 for Charleston, and then who's this Diggins kid? Comes out of nowhere. He's knocked down four straight three-pointers, one at the end of the first quarter, three for three in the second quarter, and Trevon's got 14 in the first half, showing a perimeter game that we haven't seen him really display so far this season.
No, it's funny. I was talking with a fellow broadcaster here, Jimmy Carr, between sessions, and we were talking about how we have two of the best defensive guards are in the area, but offensively, neither one of them could shoot the ball. Well, Trevon must have overheard that and said, I'll show you, because he has been something. And that's not just the three-point shots have been icing on the cake.
Yeah.
He's been a terror on defense.
Yep.
He has completely taken away a lot of the things that Charleston likes to do. Not only man-to-man defense, but you know, in the press, he's been able to steal the ball there. He's just been terrific. And if we win this game, even if we don't win, it's crunch time player. I think it's pretty well decided already with Trevon.
At least at this point, Galesburg with a couple of big runs in that first half. They were down 10-7 and then outscored Charleston. Let's call it a 12-2 run through the end of the first quarter into the beginning of the second quarter to build a 7-point lead. Charleston came back, scored the next six to get within one at 19-18, and then the Streaks really went on that big run, outscoring Charleston 14-3 and built a 12-point lead at 33-21. Actually, they scored 12 in a row to make it 31-18. That was their biggest lead of the game by 13 in the first half, and they lead by 10 at halftime, 36-26, despite turning it over on their last offensive possession. But again, that defense came through, forced Charleston into a turnover right before halftime. So I think it's, you know, as well as they played, I think they would have felt like they kind of lost some momentum if they'd gone into halftime up by less than 10 points. So as it is, I think for the Streaks' perspective, you got to be happy they are still up 10 here.
No question. And if we'd had another second or two, we'd be up 12, because we got the steal, the long lead pass ahead of Grant Gibson. And I was telling you, it has to be fresh because he's looking at the clock going right down the court, and he's imploring the ball, please come to me. He couldn't catch it in time to get it and shoot it. If he'd had another second or two, it's a layup. But anyway, I'll take the 10-point lead, I guess. So
first half statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home and not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, what do the team numbers show?
Silver Streaks 57% from the field, 15 out of 26 in that first half, with 4, 5, 6 three-pointers, four of those with Trevon Diggins. So anytime you shoot the ball that well and play good defense, you ought to be ahead by double figures at halftime. Charleston is 10 of 23 from the field. They're 43%. You didn't get a chance to compare notes on the rebounds. I may have missed a few for Charleston. I show them with 10 as a team.
I have them for 11.
Okay, it seemed like they'd have a few more than that. Let's see, Galesburg tally up here quick, 7, 8, 5, 13.
I have them for 15.
Okay, so we're winning the rebounding war even,
yeah,
which is great against a very physical Charleston team. And the turnovers, I got Charleston with 6.
I got him for 7.
Okay, missed one there. Us with 5.
6.
Okay, so I'm one short on everything watching that first half.
Charleston 3 for 8 from behind the arc, so not shooting it badly by any means from three-point range, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Silver Streak 6 of 13 from three-point range, and they have missed their only two free throws. Leading by 10 at the half, 36-26. Come back and talk things over with Streak's assistant Steve Cheeseman. Halftime at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Galesburg by 10. You're listening to Silver Streak's Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
At Kohl's Diamond Gallery, they're cleaning house to get ready to do the year-end inventory, and that means they're ready to make you a deal you can't refuse. Stop in today through Saturday and take advantage of the before inventory clearance sale at Kohl's Diamond Gallery. All clearance items and estate jewelry are a staggering 60% off. That's right, 60% off already outrageously reduced prices on gorgeous fine jewelry. The store will be closed December 30th through January 1st for inventory. So stop into Kohl's Diamond Gallery today at 54 South Seminary in Galesburg before it's too late.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance Agency, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. Cratty Insurance will take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call or stop by their office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies tonight and a low around 22. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of snow in the morning and then snow likely in the afternoon. We're looking to get about 1 inch total, a high around 30. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a chance of snow, a low of 23. And Saturday, cloudy, scattered flurries in the morning and a high of 29. Saturday night, partly cloudy and a low around 14. Right now, it's 27.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Find out what's happening and what's in the plans for Discovery Depot in 2013 when our guests join us tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
Halftime at Taylorville High School, 36-26, Silver Streaks over Charleston. Let's go to the opposite side of the court. Jim Lee with assistant coach Steve
Cheeseman. Outstanding first half coach, and Trevon Diggins led the way.
Yeah, Trevon was feeling it there. I mean, he had great rhythm and hit three or four threes. I thought we did a really good job. They're a very nice ball club, and, you know, they answered us a number of times, but we played a really, really solid half of basketball.
Yeah, especially on the defensive end, I think you've been frustrating them, poking the ball away. They can't do what they want.
Yeah, I mean, our kids have really worked as a unit. We've guarded the perimeter well. We've limited them, for the most part, to one shot, done everything we wanted to do down here defensively. We've got to keep that going. They're a good ball club, and if we let our guard down, they'll get right back in it.
I guess that was the message at halftime. Don't let up because they'll be right there.
Absolutely, yeah. And look for us to take their best shot here early, and we need to answer that.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to assistant coach Steve Cheeseman for joining us at halftime, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Rest of the first half stats, individual scoring for Charleston. Ethan Miller, the leading scorer for them on the season, led the way again with 9 in the first half. Zach Steidel had 7. Jordan Hellman with 6 for Charleston. Noah Miller had 4. Nick Wilson, Trustin Winnett, Alex Gowan did not score in the first half. For the Silver Streaks, led by Trevon Diggins with 14, including 4 for 5 from three-point range. Grant Gibson also in double figures with 10. Ethan Meeker had 7. Ryan Carl with 3. Joe Williams, 2. Marcus Ross, Carson Cheeseman did not score in the first half for the Silver Streaks, who have the ball to begin quarter number 3 here. Carson Cheeseman scoops it over to Grant Gibson at the high post. Left side over to Diggins. Better believe they'll get a hand in his face now after knocking those three-pointers down. Here's Carl. Got a little push. Down on the low blocks. Shoves off. And then a weak side rebound foul on Grant Gibson as he got a hand up in the face of Seidel going for the rebound. And that'll be the first of the game on Grant Gibson.
Yeah, I like Ryan going ahead and trying to take that shot because he's certainly got a clear height advantage over Miller. But Miller, as always, plays kind of physical and pushed off Carl a little bit. He was fading away. Ryan just overcompensated, shot an air ball the other direction.
On the left side, this is Hellman with it on the wing, and they bring it back out to Trustin Winnett, along with Zach Steidel, Noah Miller, and Ethan Miller. So same five for the Trojans to start the second half, the start of the game. Winnett on the dribble, working against Meeker, skips it out. Steidel fakes the three, trying to drive in on Diggins. Good pass in the lane. Foul called on a reach-in. Are they going to call Carson Cheeseman for the shove? They got it into Hellman. Good position in the lane. They are going to call that on Cheeseman, and that's his second. Two quick fouls on Galesburg, 45 seconds into the third quarter. Not a good start.
No, and you want to guard against that because, if I remember right, we played Charleston last year. They shot quite a few free throws, and you don't want to let them. We played so well up and down the floor, let them back in the game at the free throw line. Don't let them get in this bonus situation in the second half because you kept them down the first.
Hellman makes both free throws. He's 3-for-4 from the line now, 8 points on the game. Galesburg by 8, 36-28.
Well, they hit 25 of 31 last night in their victory. So,
in a win over Rochester. Here's Meeker, wide open, top of the circle, hits a three, and Grant Gibson hit the deck. As looked like trying to set the screen, somebody gave him some contact there. Galesburg back up by 11 now, 39-28. Meeker, the third silver streak in double figures, he has 10.
Come on, guys.
And a reach foul called on Galesburg as Steidel tries to drive in from the left side of the lane. And that's going to be on Diggins, I believe. Nope, they call it on Meeker,
yep.
His second. So three team fouls now on Galesburg. We play just over a minute, and then Steidel makes it worse by canning a three from the left corner. 39-31, Galesburg by 8. Steidel in double figures now. He has 10. 7 in the second quarter, and he opens the third quarter with a three. On the left wing, Meeker. A little bit of room to shoot. Gets it away to Diggins instead, top of the circle. Now Cheeseman on the right wing to the outside. High post Gibson. Shot rolls off. Rebound under the basket by Hellman. He's got 5 boards in the game for Charleston. Streaks get back defensively. They don't allow that secondary break to get moving. Hellman cut off at the free throw line. Now right side, a running one-handed floater, and a good job by Winnett in control. Gets it up and in. Charleston within 6 now, 39-33.
Well, Steve Cheeseman said, look for Charleston to give us their best shot here opening up the third quarter.
At the end of one, Galesburg girls leading Paris 13-8 at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. On the left side, Carson Cheeseman. We're just over 2 minutes into the second half here. Here's a round of screen out high. Meeker's three goes off the back of the rim. Steidel on the run with a rebound. Here comes Charleston. Outlet pass. Draws a double team under the basket, does Hellman. And the Streaks knock it out of his hands. Good job by both Carl and Diggins under the basket to prevent the layup, as we saw them do with Rantoul so many times earlier today.
Yeah, that was a track meet up and down the floor. Charleston should be a little worn out from that game they had with Rantoul.
On the inbound, big rejection by Ryan Carl. They got it into Winnett, cutting down the right side of the lane, and Carl with a big rejection out of bounds. Charleston hangs on to it. 39-33, Galesburg by 6, but the Trojans trying to edge closer. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Miller driving in. Ethan scoops it up. Missed it. Rebound, Noah Miller. Yeah. Puts it up and in with a left hand.
Can't give that one up.
39-35, Galesburg by 4. Led by 13 in the second quarter. It's down to 4 here with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Grant Gibson. Hands off to Ethan Meeker between the circles. Left side, Carson Cheeseman. Bounces it into Gibson. Trying to post up, out to Meeker. Top of the circle, 3 rolls in and out. Rebound deflected over to the weak side, into the hands of Winnett for Charleston. Ethan got a good look at it.
Yep, both of those misses have been just a hair off the mark.
Winnett into the front court, hands off to Ethan Miller. Down the left side, contact with Ryan Carl. Good job to hold his position in the rebound by Grant Gibson. Streaks avoid one there. Here's Meeker driving into the lane. Fade away, comes up well short. Looks like he didn't really have control of the ball. And the rebound to Jordan Hellman, down on one knee on the floor. Steidel leads the break to the other end. Puts up a quick three and drains it. Trojans within 1.
Wow. Didn't think it would lead would dwindle that quickly.
A 12-3 run to start the third quarter, and with 4.5 minutes to go, it's a new ball game. Galesburg calls timeout, 4:25 to go in the third quarter. A full timeout, Streaks by 1. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh, you did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by
with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. and by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
You could win cash just by wearing the WGIL button. Pick up yours today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
4:25 to go in the third quarter here at Taylorville. Silver Streaks reeling a bit here to start the second half. Charleston has opened up quarter number three with a 12-3 run. Galesburg coming out of a full timeout as Marcus Ross and Joe Williams on the floor, along with Ethan Meeker, Trevon Diggins, and Grant Gibson. For Charleston, no substitution. Same starting five stay on the floor 3.5 minutes into the third quarter.
A lot of it comes down to shooting. We're 1 of 6. They're 4 of 6 to open up the third period. But they're getting some shots. Our defense isn't quite as tight as it was in the first half. We've got to get back to playing the length of the court, putting pressure on Charleston.
We've rotated the ball around pretty well. We've had some nice looks at the basket. But Charleston content to let Galesburg shoot from the outside and try to burn him from three-point range. And Streaks just have knocked down some of those perimeter shots, like they did in the first half, specifically Trevon Diggins. Gibson on the dribble in the midcourt circle, trying to drive down the right side, cut off by a double team, pushed off his man. That shot from 12 feet circles in and out. Noah Miller with his fifth rebound, and a chance for Charleston to take the lead. They led 7-4 in the first quarter. Other than that, it's been all Streaks in the lead. The Trojans with a chance to regain it here past the midpoint of the third quarter. Ethan Miller to Noah Miller, carried it on his hip, and a push foul called on Marcus Ross, and that's his second.
Well, a late whistle.
And a fifth team foul on Galesburg, none on Charleston here in the second half.
Been absolutely nothing good happened in this third quarter so far. We picked up a bunch of fouls, a couple of fouls away from putting a good free throw shooting team in the bonus. We've coughed up 9 of our 10-point lead.
Just the fourth team foul, actually, on the inbound to Ethan Miller. Trying to bully his way in on Grant Gibson on the baseline. Gets it out to Winnett, driving in. Dumps it off to Noah Miller under. Easy lay-in. Charleston on top, 40-39.
Just getting out tough right now.
Good penetration by Winnett. Drew the defense, and this just dumped it right off to Miller, who had the easy lay-in. Noah Miller with 8 in the game now. 3:13 to go, still in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Ethan Meeker. Right side, Diggins trying to drive in from the right baseline, and we've got an illegal screen set away from the ball as Diggins drove in, and that goes as the 7th Galesburg turnover, first of the second half, but their 5th team foul here in the second half. Second foul of the game on Grant Gibson. No turnover, or no fouls, rather, on Charleston. We played 5 minutes of quarter number 3. Steidl gets it off to Winnett. Working his way to the right side of the arc. Now back to Steidl between the circles. He's shown he will shoot it from the long range. Pass over to Hellman in the lane. Dumps it off. Low pass. Winnett couldn't handle it. Drives the lane instead. Missed it badly. Long rebound out to Grant Gibson trying to lead the break. And contact made as Grant dribbles to the top of the arc. Trying to work his way into a double team. And that's the first foul of the second half on the Trojans with 2:41 to go. That'll be number 2 in the game on Noah Miller. In fact, Charleston picked up only 4 team fouls in the first half. And for such a physical playing team, that says a lot. They do play in control. Although Mike Reynolds might not agree with that right now. On the left side, Joe Williams. 2.5 minutes to go. Here's Gibson down the lane with a one hand up. And he draws a foul. Shot wouldn't go down. A couple of free throws coming for Gibson to try to put Galesburg back on top. Trojans leading 40-39. They'll call that one on Jordan Hellman, his first.
Now, the first half favored us in a lot of regards in the way it was played. Kept the fouls down. And even if both teams commit the same amount of fouls here in the second half, you really like Charleston's chances because they're a better free throw shooting team than we are.
Gibson does make
the first one.
Yep. Here's Tyson Parks into the game for the Streaks. By the way, that Gibson rebound on this end, I had that as Galesburg's first rebound of the second half. Is that right?
I was showing one other.
Okay.
But still, that's 6 minutes of basketball almost.
Gibson makes both, puts Galesburg back on top, 41-40. Gibson with 12 in the game and a reach on Williams on the inbound. That's 16 fouls now on Galesburg.
This does not bode well.
His second. And one more foul. Charleston will be shooting free throws the rest of the game. We still have about 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. On the inbounds to Noah Miller. Tries to go backdoor, a catch, and a quick shot. Won't go down. Parks skies for the rebound for Galesburg after the Hellman miss. Into the front court come the Streaks, leading by one. Diggins with a hesitation drive. Lost his man. Fade away. Hits it from 15 feet.
Doing it all.
Trevon cannot miss in this game so far. 43-40. Somebody lost his mouthpiece, so that stops the action briefly.
I thought I saw something fly out there when there was that contact just before the shot.
Diggins with 16 in the game now, three short of his career high. Galesburg puts on the full court press. Ethan Miller in the backcourt, working up against Grant Gibson. Now works into a double team. Williams gets a hand on the ball. Both players go to the floor, and we got a whistle by the officials. Is he going to call a foul or a jump ball? They do call a held ball, thankfully. I was hoping they wouldn't call a foul on that. Miller really just out of control a little bit, fell down. And it stays on Charleston's end. 43-40 Galesburg. They've answered the Charleston run with four straight points of their own. Just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Alex Gowan back into the game, right in front of us to inbound. Stolen away by Diggins, battling with Steidel in the backcourt. And they're going to call Steidel for a push as both players chasing the ball to the other end of the floor after the eighth Charleston turnover. That's the second foul of the game on Zach Steidel and three on Charleston here in the second half.
Well, Steidel, like a number of point guards we've seen this season for the opposition, will be more than happy to have seen the last of Trevon Diggins for a while because he makes life tough on you when you're trying to handle the ball.
Meeker on the inbounds to Gibson. They back off him. Grant tries to drive down, pulls up at the free throw line, shot rolls off, and the rebound, littlest guy on the floor right now, Gowan under the basket, comes up with it. Tough shooting night for Grant Gibson. He's in double figures with 12. Here's Steidel with a long three. That one's off the back of the rim. And the rebound then deflected off the backboard. That gave the position to Grant Gibson, who then loses it in transition. Driving down the lane, they're going to call on Tyson Parks as Tristan Winnett drove down the lane. Looked like he just lost the ball on the way up, but they're going to call a reach-in foul on Parks, his first. And that's going to put Charleston at the free throw line the rest of the game. 17 fouls with a minute 35 to go in the third quarter.
That's interesting. It's almost like we got a different set of officials in the second half because they're just calling everything ticky-tack here in the second half. In the first half, they just let them play.
Winnett makes the first free throw, 43-41. Galesburg by two. Winnett scoreless in the first half, has three here in the third quarter. 95 seconds to play. Second free throw up and in as well. That pulls Charleston within one now, 43-42. They've outscored Galesburg 16-7. Here in this third quarter, they did have the lead briefly. It's one right now for Galesburg, 43-42. Williams loses his man on the outside over to Parks between the circles. Tyson dribbles a couple times, hands off to Ethan Meeker. Back top of the circle, Grant Gibson. Hands off to Diggins. Cuts off in the lane. Parks, inlet pass, through the hands of Grant Gibson. Streaks turn it over. Back-to-back turnovers by Galesburg gives Charleston a chance to regain the lead here with a minute to go, third quarter. Ethan Miller, right side over to Gowan. Meeker covers him up, picks up his dribble, gets it away to Winnett. Driving down the left side, cut off, lost it briefly over into the corner. Steidel for three, and Charleston's back on top. Three three-pointers in the quarter for Steidel, 16 for the game. Member of the all-tournament team last year, and he's having a big game here offensively.
Yeah, best we've seen him shoot the ball consistently. Didn't shoot it that well against Rantoul this afternoon from what we saw, but he's got a spot. He's got to be wide open because he's not a jump shooter, but if he gets a little room, he's got a set shot and it goes right in.
Williams, top of the circle, Grant Gibson. Hands off to Trevon Diggins. Down to 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. Galesburg down two. Parks tries to hand off to Meeker. Almost lost it on the sideline. Picks it up right in front of Mike Reynolds. And now gets it off to Gibson in the midcourt circle with 13 seconds to go. Trying to isolate for Gibson. Down the right side, found an opening, and a blocking foul called on Noah Miller. Tried to establish position. Grant might have lowered the shoulder a little bit, but the foul called on Miller instead, his third. Ball on the floor. I don't believe they're going to say Gibson was in the act of shooting. Grant standing at the free throw line like he wants to shoot, but I don't think he was in the act of shooting. Steidel will sit down for the Trojans. Jordan Hellman back in. So Steidel will get abreast for the final 8.5 seconds of quarter number three. Silver Streaks lead, trail by two as Carson Cheeseman comes back into the game. Mike Reynolds arguing the point. He wants Grant Gibson at the free throw line. The official emphatically saying the foul was on the floor. And I have to agree with him.
Yeah. Well, Noah Miller will check out of the game so that he doesn't pick up his fourth for Charleston. And that one could have gone either way. Grant might have got away with one there.
Gibson left of the baseline. Now gets it in to Carson Cheeseman. 7 seconds to go. They get it into Gibson. Briefly knocked loose. Backdoor cut. Trevon Diggins. What a look from Grant. He faked like he was going up for the shot. That allows Diggins to tie the game at the end of three. 45-45. Big fourth quarter coming up from Taylorville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you've heard anything about Bosch dishwashers, you've most likely heard how quiet they are. In fact, Bosch offers the quietest dishwashers in America. It's because Bosch is committed to producing the world's best appliances, including dishwashers that meet the exacting Bosch standards of German-engineered quality and European design. In fact, a total of 485 quality control tests are performed on every Bosch dishwasher before they leave the factory. But despite our dishwasher's quietness, our customers have been making a lot of noise recently about us. Bosch dishwashers were just ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power & Associates. You can't rank any higher than that.
Visit your local Bosch dealer for special promotions. Bosch offers the quietest dishwashers in the U.S. based on available sound information on competitors' websites, December 2012. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You could win up to $500. Details at WGIL.com.
Ready to start the fourth quarter here at Taylorville. Tied at 45 between the Silver Streaks and Charleston. Both teams undefeated in the tournament. Down low, Joe Williams. Turn around from the low blocks. Too strong. Rebound pops out to Jordan Hillman, who has 7 rebounds in the game now for Charleston. Trojans trying to regain the lead. Just underway in the fourth quarter. It's Gowan and Winnett. Right side into the game. First time A.J. Thomas, a 6'5 junior. Kind of surprising to put him in at this juncture of the game. Tied at 45. It's been a big battle between these two teams. Silver Streaks have led by as many as 13 as they knock a ball loose. And a travel called as Galesburg gets the loose ball in the lane, knocking it out of the hands of Ethan Miller. And then Grant Gibson trying to pick it up gets called for dragging the pivot foot, I guess.
Well, they tried to drive it. Dribble by Trevon Diggins again, and you'd think they'd learn not to do that because just about every time he's poked it away.
On the inbounds, Diggins nearly stole it away again, but it gets into the hands of Gowan. Back to the top of the circle, Ethan Miller working against Grant Gibson. 2 substitutions for Charleston ready at the scoring table at the next dead ball. Miller penetrates, low blocks, reverses directions back out to Hellman, tries to duck under Joe Williams, gets a pass out to Gowan. In the lane, throws it up over Trevon Diggins, missed it badly, and then on the rebound, Carl gets called for shoving A.J. Thomas to the deck. I thought Thomas just lost his balance and fell down, but that's going to be the third foul on Ryan Carl, and Thomas will get a 1-1 here as the 8th team foul on Galesburg. And Mike Reynolds equally displeased with that call. So to the free throw line, A.J. Thomas hasn't played a whole lot in this tournament. This will be his first free throw attempt. Coach Jim Wood, I think, just trying to go a little deeper into his bench here in this game, as intensely as it has been played, especially after a really tough game with Rantoul earlier in the day, which Charleston won by 2. The first free throw puts the Trojans back on top by 1, 46-45. We've played not quite a minute of this fourth quarter. A 1-point Charleston lead. Second free throw by Thomas is off the rim, and Ryan Carl gets his 3rd rebound. Gut check time for the Silver Streaks for the final 7 minutes here. They've been playing some tough, close games all season long. Here's Gibson at the free throw line. Cut off by a clogged lane. Gets it over to Williams, now back to Gibson between the circles. Gives it off to Trevon Diggins, one short of his career high with 18 in the game. Meeker with it, driving in left side, found an opening, blocked from the backside by Jordan Hellman. Meeker gets knocked down, no foul called, it's just out of bounds. Galesburg hangs on to it. And a tough second half for Ethan Meeker. He's 1-for-5 from the field.
You know, Charleston has turned this into a half-court game. We would have thought they wanted it up and down, but they found out they really couldn't play with Galesburg very well with the quickness that Galesburg has, and so this half-court business has worked out pretty well.
Inlet pass to Grant Gibson, forces it up from the low blocks. That one is well short. Steidel gets the rebound for Charleston. Steidel driving, cut off by Carl, gets it back out to Noah Miller on the outside. Now Hellman with it, driving in from the left side, dishes it off to Miller, working his way to the top of the circle, streaks back off him. Now Gibson gets on top of him, picks up his dribble, shovels it back to Winnett. Approaching the six-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Driving in from the right side. Missed shot. Ball on the floor. Scrambled for it. Ethan Miller comes up with it for Charleston. Driving in from the left side. Blocked by Ryan Big Carl play. And gets his own rebound.
Heck of a job by Ryan.
In fact, he altered the other shot in close. So two big defensive stops for Ryan Carl there. Galesburg down one with the ball. 5:40 to go in the game. Meeker out high, looking on the inside. Gibson has it now on the left wing. He's going to give off to Trevon Diggins. Diggins works his way to the top of the arc. Carl trying to drive in from the right side, and a silly foul by Zach Steidel, especially with the big man trying to dribble in from the right side.
Yeah, I know the Steidel thought he could pick one away from the taller Carl, but all he got was kind of an arm bump there and way away from the basket. Joe Williams will sit down. Carson Cheeseman back in for Galesburg. Silver Streaks offensively have been really stymied here in this second half. We've yet to get to 10 points.
On the inbounds, Cheeseman finds Meeker. Right wing three. Got it.
Thank you, Ethan.
And Mike Reynolds calls an immediate timeout. Galesburg back on top by two. 48-46. 5:26 to go in the game.
Well, the players for Mattoon who are up next, they're already dressed and they're all standing in the tunnel. We're going to watch this whole fourth quarter. They've been out there for a while, so they've been very interested in how this game has transpired, and they might want to take a seat because it's going to be a while, but they're all standing there in the tunnel just watching this one happen.
Well, of course, they gave Galesburg a great battle yesterday. Streaks ended up pulling it out by four. Mattoon has won only one game all season. They're 1-9. But they played Galesburg tough yesterday, and they are big rivals with Charleston. So they are very interested in this game for that perspective, if nothing else. 5:26 to go, coming out of the 32nd Galesburg timeout. Cheeseman back on the floor for the Streaks with Diggins, Gibson, Meeker, and Carl. Streaks put on the full court pressure. On the baseline, Ethan Miller running the baseline, gets it in. Bad pass to Noah Miller, who went up high for it, but it was too much onto the sideline, and he couldn't come up with it. So the Streaks' full-court defense pays dividends. 10th Charleston turnover.
And really, the Streaks' full-court defense, was the difference in building that lead in the first half. That and shooting the ball really well, obviously. But let's keep that pressure up. Force Charleston to make some mistakes, because in a half-court game, we're not their equal.
Two-point Galesburg lead. Streaks get it back with the ball, leading 48-46. Meeker backs up. Cheeseman has it now right in front of the Galesburg bench. Top of the arc to Grant Gibson, who's really been held quiet offensively. He has 12 points. Diggins with it now over to Ryan Carl. Hands off to Cheeseman. The left-hand dribble reverses back to Meeker. Fakes a three, steps inside the arc, tried to get it into Ryan Carl, and the hesitation caused him to lose a handle on it. Turnover back to the Trojans. 11 giveaways for Galesburg. Driving right side, hand off to Miller, working his way to the top of the arc. Tries to fight through a screen. Carl comes out to help out. Miller drives, banks it in, draws a foul on Grant Gibson. First points of the second half for Ethan Miller. He has 11, and that ties the game at 48.
You know, we talked a little bit there about Galesburg being able to employ the full court pressure, but I hearken back to what Mike Reynolds told you in the pregame. He said, you know, it's hard to get things flowing when you're constantly taking ball out of the net. Well, that's what's been happening here in the second half. Charleston has made so many shots that we just haven't been able to get it up and down the court as quickly as we'd like. And, of course, we're not making shots on the other end, so we can't clamp down with much full-court pressure.
And Miller, a good free-throw shooter, puts Charleston back on top, finishing off the three-point play, and a blocking foul called on Jordan Hellman at the other end as the Streaks got it into the front court. And that'll be number two on the game on Jordan Hellman. 16 fouls on Charleston, 4:43 to go. Trojans leading 49-48. We've had 8 lead changes in this game, 3 in this fourth quarter alone. We're not even halfway into this fourth period. Cheeseman will inbound left of the basket on the baseline. Into Ethan Meeker on the wing. Trying to drive in, bounces it down low to Gibson. Fakes right, goes fakes left, goes right, pump fakes, and gets a friendly roll over the front of the rim to drop through.
Yep, just put it on there soft enough and had some top spin and fell through, so we're back on top with another lead change.
50-49, Galesburg. 4:25 to go in the game. 14 points for Grant Gibson. On the left side, cut off there by Ethan Meeker. He'll dribble it back out to the top of the circle, Winnett. Fakes the handoff, now gets it to Miller, driving in on Gibson, stumbles, lost his balance, and they're going to call a foul on the Silver Streaks. Again, it sure looked to me like he just lost his balance and stumbled over his own feet, but they're going to call a push foul called on Gibson.
And that is four on Grant Gibson. Only time I can think all season long where he's been in foul trouble.
Yeah, something has changed about the approach to calling this game in the second half, because this is completely different than what was called in the first.
And Miller is a good free throw shooter, but he can't get the roll on that first one. So for the moment, the Silver Streaks still lead 50-49.
Is Lauren Wallace here?
The former Quincy coach I have not spotted.
Who is one of the coaches we always talk about used to intimidate officials into making calls, and you sure have to wonder what's gone on here in this second half. But let's overcome it. Still tied. Still 4 minutes to go to win this ballgame.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, tied at 50 as Miller makes the second free throw. Top of the circle, Carl. Right side over to Cheeseman. Tries to bounce it in. Just stolen away by Steidel. Completely saw that one coming up the hand out there. Leading the break. Cut off on the baseline. Spins underneath. And a foul called on Ryan Carl as Steidel ducked underneath. He got past Trevon Diggins. And I think that's going to be the fourth foul on Ryan Carl now. And two free throws coming for Zach Steidel. Steidel hasn't been to the free throw line. In fact, he didn't get to the free throw line at all in the earlier game, but he was 7 of 8 in the opener last night against Rochester, and he makes the first one here.
You're hoping that somehow we can reach back and find the magic we had in the first half again, but you wonder. Charleston has just dominated the second half on almost every facet of the game. Well, we're just down two. We've got to find an answer here pretty quickly.
Steidel makes both free throws. Full timeout called by the Trojans and Coach Jim Wood. 52-50 Charleston, 3:46 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove, for the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy, and for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent, Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Hey, Galesburg, it's Glenn Beck, inviting you to join me weekday mornings at 9, following the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14.
Galesburg girls put up only 5 points in the second half at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. They trail Paris at the half, 26-18. Lowest point total at the half this season for Coach Evan Massey's squad.
Boy, both our Silver Streak teams a little hard to figure out right now. They play well in stretches and then couldn't be worse in stretches at times. So hopefully all is said and done before the day is out, they'll have played well down the stretch. Galesburg boys have 3:40 to go here to try and overcome a two-point deficit.
Galesburg girls on 92.7 FM, the Laser right now with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. They got outscored by 13 in that second quarter. Pass through the hands of Grant Gibson, but nobody there. He's able to chase it back down. Marcus Ross back into the game. Now to Diggins near the top of the circle. Gives back off to Ross. Left side over onto the wing to Joe Williams, trying to work around a Ross screen. Fakes right, goes left, now passes it away to Gibson, who hands off to Ethan Meeker. Down to 3:13 to go here in this fourth quarter. Galesburg down two. Diggins with a little hop in the dribble. Right side Gibson. Streaks haven't gotten it inside the three-point arc yet. Now Williams drives to the low blocks, gets the basket, and a foul called on Zach Steidel, who reaches back and complains to the official. One of the rare times Galesburg gets the benefit of the call. The Streaks have tied it up here at 52. And Joe Williams to try to put him back on top. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line in this game.
That resembled an NBA game if you watch. You pass it around for a while in a half court, finally one guy makes a one-on-one move.
Yeah.
It worked that time for Joe.
And Williams comes up short on the free throw, and oh, they're going to say Zach Steidel stepped into the lane too quickly, so Joe's going to get another free throw here. And a chance to put the Streaks back on top, and Steidel really frustrated. He got called for his fourth foul, then he gets called for the lane violation. He's just shaking his head.
I'll tell you what, if he fouled out, that would be huge.
And then he steps inside of Williams as Joe missed another one from the free throw line.
No, he's Steidel, a good shooter, but he's by far their best ball handler.
Still tied at 52, under 3 minutes to go. Inlet pass to Miller, trying to drive, dishes it away after he drew the defense. A three on the way, and the ball sits on top of the backboard and comes down into the hands of Marcus Ross. It hit off the rim.
I've never seen that.
Went straight up and just sat there.
I have never seen that.
For about 3 seconds. And the Streaks come away with a rebound.
Well, if it goes over, they blow the whistle.
That's right.
But it was just sitting there. I have never seen a ball sit on top of the backboard for that long.
Here's Meeker on the dribble. Under 2:20 to go in the game now, tied at 52. Diggins there driving in from the right side. Up and in, and a foul called. A blocking foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Noah Miller sits on the floor in frustration.
And I think that's his fourth, too.
That is his fourth. And I think he was just too far, too close to the basket to really draw the effective charge there.
Yeah. Yep.
Diggins with a career-high 20 now, and a chance to put the Streaks up three here.
Yeah, Diggins had put the ball up and in well before the contact was made there. So good call there. And so Diggins love to see a free throw here and get up three.
Free throw up and rolls off. Streaks can't make free throws in this game.
I knew you don't want to get in a free throw shooting contest with this bunch.
They are 2 for 6 from the free throw line. Spin move in the lane. Miller up with the left hand. Won't go down. And now Marcus Ross over the back of Jordan Hellman called for Marcus's third foul after they got the miss that they needed.
Yep. Yeah, really poor job on the weak side. But that's got to be our board. It's just got to be our board. And that ball just rolled off the rim nicely. If we're in defensive position, we get that, but we weren't.
Third foul on Marcus Ross. First free throw by Hellman hits the front of the rim.
Yeah, and if you watch, when they really need a basket, Ethan Miller goes one-on-one. He's much like Grant Gibson for Galesburg. And sometimes it works. Sometimes maybe he tries to overdo it a little bit, and I think he did there.
5 for 9 from the free throw line for Charleston in the second half as Hellman missed them both. So two big misses there to benefit Galesburg, who still leads by 2, 54-52, under 2 minutes to go in the game.
I'm not sure I take a shot here. I mean, they're not that quick out high. We could run some clock here, force them to foul.
Course, Gibson.
Maybe we don't want to be at the line. I don't know. Not in the double bonus yet.
Top of the circle, Marcus Ross. He'll hand off to Joe Williams. Back to Grant Gibson, near the right side of the wing. Hands off to Ethan Meeker, under 90 seconds to go in the game.
We'll probably at least wait for them to overcommit a little bit, maybe get a backdoor opportunity.
Here's Trevon down the lane, got an opening, up and in, and another foul.
My goodness.
Have a game, Trevon Diggins.
My goodness. He hasn't shot much here in the second half, but when he does, he's just been fabulous. A fadeaway baseline jumper, I think his only jump shot of the whole half, but those last two drives have been big-time senior play.
Third foul of the game on Jordan Hellman. Trevon Diggins is 9 for 10 from the field, but he misses the free throw.
Dang.
Hellman with his 9th rebound of the game. In the lane, Steidel cut off at the free throw line. He gets called for traveling.
My goodness, I thought we were going to get a foul call.
So did I.
That's the last thing you want to do is foul Steidel, put him at the line and stop the clock. That was a great break for us.
It was incidental contact, but the way this game has been officiated in the second half, and boy, Jim Wood is really giving
really
the official
is.
What for.
He is unhappy about that call.
Four-point Galesburg lead approaching the one-minute mark. Diggins dribbles through the lane and brings it back out. And the Trojans want a foul. Trevon gets a pass away to Grant Gibson, and Coach Mike Reynolds calls timeout before either a five-second call or the foul could be called. 59.4 seconds to go in the game. Streaks with the ball and a four-point lead, 56-52. Just a 30-second Galesburg timeout. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation again to the Taylorville tournament.
Yes.
Jim and I traveling in a 2011 Nissan Pathfinder, and we're having some fun.
Certified pre-owned vehicle. It will be with us until we turn it back in late tomorrow night after hopefully another Galesburg victory. This is a vehicle with about 18,000 miles, so not too much on it, but certainly a lot on it in the way of extras. Of course, four-wheel drive. Everybody was clamoring for four-wheel drives here about a week ago. And
some of these teams here that came in from the east would have liked a four-wheel drive yesterday.
Yeah, so we've enjoyed in these cold temperatures, the heated seats. It's got the whole package, and you've got to stop by and give it a test drive once we get it back there. It's the Nissan Pathfinder, the big unit at Galesburg Nissan.
Silver Streaks with the ball coming out of a 30-second timeout under a minute to go in the game and a 56-52 lead. Grant Gibson with the dribble out high, and now Charleston just chasing. And they foul Grant Gibson, and that's exactly what Coach Mike Reynolds wanted. Grant was not about to pass that ball to anybody. Joe Williams is 0 for 3 from the free throw line of the game. Trevon Diggins is 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Grant Gibson is 2 for 2. Let's see if he can continue that. Trustin Winnett picks up his second foul for Charleston. First one by Grant, up and in. And by the way, both teams now in the double bonus. Yeah.
Boy, it's nice to see that 10 fouls on each team on the scoreboard. It was a long climb because, if you recall early in this half, 5-0 on the
right.
fouls in favor of Charleston. But the Streaks have been able to even that up.
And Grant misses the second free throw. Diggins gets a hand on the rebound, draws a double team, and then a held ball called. And the alternating possession will send it back to Charleston.
Heck of a job by Trevon, though,
yeah.
to get in there and force the tie-up. That may come into play later in this last 45 seconds.
Silver Streaks 1-for-4 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter. Ethan Miller in the lane. Good job by Gibson to cut him off. We're down to 40 seconds to go. Galesburg with a 5-point lead. Steidel defended, and now a timeout called by Jim Wood for Charleston.
Probably a good timeout.
Yeah.
They just really didn't. Trojans didn't know what they wanted to do with the ball, and the Streaks bellying up on defense out high, and he knew they had to get into some sort of flow here.
Full timeout by the Trojans, 36.8 seconds to go. Galesburg by 5. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision. Out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Had a great battle here tonight in the opening game of the second session of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Silver Streaks had a 13-point lead in the first half. Charleston came all the way back in the second half, took the lead in the third quarter at 40-39, and since that time we have had 9 lead changes and 5 ties. Right now it's Galesburg by 5, approaching the 32nd mark. Steidel cut off by a double team on the baseline. Again, good Galesburg defense. Here's a quick 3 from the outside, and it's good by Tristan Winnett. Back to a 2-point game, 57-55. And Joe Williams fouled in the backcourt as the Streaks get it inbounds. And Charleston chasing, fouls Williams with 20.2 seconds to go. And Joe, typically a good free throw shooter for the Streaks, but he has not been here in this game, 0-for-3.
Well, they got the shot they had to have. They
right.
had to have that three-pointer, and they got it. And they were down 5 with a minute to go this afternoon against Rantoul and came back to win. So don't count this Trojan team out.
And that was with about a minute to go in that game as Williams can't get the first free throw. It was on the money, but just a little bit too short as it deflected off the backside of the front rim, hit the back rim, and popped out. Second one by Joe on the way, and that one gets through. It's still a one-possession game at 58-55, and the Streaks call timeout with 20.2 seconds to go.
It'll be a
full timeout of their own. So here's the reset. Both teams are in the double bonus with 10-plus fouls. Galesburg has 1 timeout remaining, a full timeout. Charleston has 2 timeouts remaining, a full timeout, and a 30-second timeout. Charleston at the free throw line in this fourth quarter is only 5 of 9. Galesburg in this fourth quarter is 2 of 7. So neither team has exactly burned it up. On the floor, you've got Ethan Miller, who is statistically just about their best free throw shooter on the season. Now, sorry, he's only at 58%. Typically, what we saw of him last year, I remember he was extremely solid, but it hasn't been the case so much this year.
When you sure hope that we don't put them at the line.
Right.
We're up 3. Their job is to try and get a 3-point shot down here, basically. And they've got the guys that can do it. Probably Zach Steidel is their first option, but they've got several others that can knock it down, Hellman and Ethan Miller. So a lot of options for the Trojan Streaks. They'll employ the full court defense to try and make the Trojans uncomfortable.
Steidel and Noah Miller with 4 fouls. Grant Gibson with 4 fouls for Galesburg. Inbounds to Ethan Miller. Driving across midcourt. Spinning down the lane. Shovels it up with the left hand. Gets it in. Charleston within 1 with 12 and a half seconds to go. And a timeout called by the Trojans.
I thought we were a little heavy on the defense up front that time. Didn't get back well. And Miller, of course, going to take it right at the basket. And precarious 1-point lead now with the ball. But you can bet as soon as we get it inbounds, we're going to get fouled again.
This is a team that does not shy away from these kinds of situations. We talk about Galesburg playing some close games this season, some tight games. Early on, they were not able to overcome. More recently, they have been able to win those tight games, specifically the Rock Island game. That was the biggest one that they had. They won the tight game against Mattoon last night. But Charleston has played several of these, especially late into December. And then obviously the game earlier today where they beat Rantoul by two, coming back from a similar kind of deficit in the last minute of the game there.
It was a last-second shot that won that game, too, for Charleston. So these guys, you got five seniors on the court there. Like you said, they're accustomed to this. And Galesburg, when they beat Rock Island, we had to hold our breath. There was a shot at the buzzer that could have beat us on that just went off. So I hope Charleston doesn't get that shot to beat us here. Silver Streaks with the ball. We'll have to take care of it, and we'll undoubtedly have to make some free throws if they're going to win this one.
So Charleston puts on the full court pressure. Carson Cheeseman can run the baseline with Gibson, Meeker, Williams, and Marcus Ross. Cheeseman gets it into Meeker with 12.4, and they foul right away with 11.1 seconds to go. Jordan Hellman picks up his fourth foul, and Ethan Meeker will go to the free throw line where he is 10 of 14 on the season. Hasn't been there a whole lot this year, especially for a freshman, but a good percentage at 71%. Even if he makes them both, it's still a one-possession game.
Charleston put two men on Gibson that time. Didn't want him to get the inbounds.
Meeker makes the first. Pure shot.
That sure was. High arching shot. It was just perfect from Meeker. One more of those, Ethan, please.
11 points on the game for the freshman. 11 seconds to go in the game. Second one, perfect.
Look at that. How clutch was that?
Freshman looked like a senior there.
Sure did. Looked like better than a lot of seniors we see.
And he checks out. Trevon Diggins back in for defensive purposes here. 11.1 seconds to go. Galesburg by three, 60-57. Streaks put on the full court press. Hellman on the baseline. Gets it in. Soft pass, but Winnett handles it. Now driving it up court with 8 seconds to go. Working against Cheeseman. Winnett picks up his dribble with five. Gets it off to Ethan Miller. Fires a three from the right wing. Air ball under the basket. Williams with the rebound. The buzzer sounds as he's fouled. And I think that's the ball game. Are the officials going to put any time on the clock? I think they're going to talk it over here. They could put maybe 2 or 3 tenths of a second on the clock. Let's see what they want to do. All the players are over shaking hands, and now they're going to wave it off. So that's the ball game. Streaks hang on and win at 60-57. And they are now in control. 3-0 in the tournament, 9-5 in the season. What a battle. We'll take a timeout, come back, and bring you the postgame show on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. Your final chance at year-end values.
Free three-year maintenance plan on select vehicles. Thousands in discounts up for grabs. No payments till next year.
Don't be late for the year-end blowout.
Going on now at Lake is Ford Dodge Ram in Galesburg.
These are the final days of final deals. During the Great Lakers year-end blowout, buy a new 2012 Porter Dodge in stock. And Lakers will throw in a three-year maintenance plan for free. That means your first 12 oil changes are on Lakers.
And you won't have to make a payment till next year.
If this weather's got you thinking about a four-wheel drive, how about a 2012 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4? You'll save over $7,800. And you get the three-year maintenance plan for free. Plus, the Lakers for the People credit approval process works to help you get approved even if you've been turned down in the past. It's the Great Lakers year-end blowout going on now at Lakers Ford Dodge Ram in Galesburg.
And time is running out.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Last winter, over 200 people committed to living healthier. And in 8 short weeks, they lost over 1,000 pounds. We're doing it again. OSF St. Mary Medical Center and the Knox County YMCA challenge you to register for Commit to Fit. Beginning January 11th, we're going to help you watch what you're eating and get you moving. Go to galesburg.info, click on keyword Commit to Fit to register. The first 300 people to register online and weigh in receive goodie bags. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. Did I mention there's cash and prizes up for grabs? A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy skies tonight and a low around 22. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of snow in the morning and then snow likely in the afternoon. We're looking to get about 1 inch total, a high around 30. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a chance of snow, a low of 23. And Saturday, cloudy, scattered flurries in the morning and a high of 29. Saturday night, partly cloudy and a low around 14. Right now, it's 27.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
What a win for the Silver Streaks, 60-57 over a good Charleston team that drops to 9-3 on the season. And Galesburg at 3-0 in this tournament now. Taylorville, the only other unbeaten team, and they will play in the last game of the day here against Rochester, which is only 1-4. Rantoul and Mattoon on the floor right now, both teams 0-2 in this tournament, looking for their first victory. Jim, as good of a win, I think, for this young team, and you know, we as poorly as we think, and Coach Mike Reynolds agreed that Galesburg played last night, one of the positives we tried to take out of it was them gutting one out at the end of the game. Mattoon had come back and tied the game, had a little 7-0 run to come back from a 7-point deficit, tie it up at 47, and then the Streaks hung in there, scored the final 4 points to win 51-47. They've played so many tight games this year, and with a young team and an experienced team in a lot of ways on the varsity level, they were not finding ways to win those games early on. Here more recently now, the Rock Island game, the Mattoon game last night, and now this one here with Charleston, I think, is as big of a gut check game as the Rock Island game was, I think.
Yeah, you know, early in the season, especially the Westinghouse and Limestone games that we dropped and had opportunities, at that point, we were still a team that was very dependent upon Grant Gibson. And, well, we still will be to a large degree because he's a terrific scorer and a terrific player. The team, though, has matured, though. We found some other guys that can do some things at key times. And, namely, those players came through tonight. Trevon Diggins with a couple of big drives. Joe Williams with that big drive when we needed a basket for the score. And Ethan Meeker with a big shot and those two free throws. So we got some other kids performing well in clutch time where, I don't think, whether it be the fans or Coach Reynolds or his teammates, feel like Grant Gibson has to carry the load down the stretch. And that's a very liberating thing for this team.
Yeah.
And I think something that's going to help us going forward to win more of these ball games, because we play hard enough to be in a lot of them. You just hate to lose too many. And this would have been a tragedy to lose this, how well we played in the first half. But for a quarter, and the third quarter and half, the fourth, I was really in doubt because Charleston had taken it over in really every aspect.
And yep.
We found a way to to make the big plays when we had to, and it was just really encouraging.
And they win at 60-57 to improve to 9-5 on the season, matching Charleston's win total at 9-3. But more importantly, 3-0 in this tournament as the Streaks try to defend their title from last year and make it 3 in a row after winning the Charleston tournament 2 years ago. Our post-game statistics here on WGIL brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. And, Jim, we haven't had a chance to compare some of these final numbers from the team standpoint, but we'll do that on the fly here.
All right. I show Gelsberg finishing the night 52% from the field, had him 23 out of 44. Every quarter we shot over 50% except that third quarter. Could only find the range on 3 out of 10 as Charleston was coming on strong to outscore us by 10 and tie the game. Charleston, I had 44%, 19 of 43 from the field. They were just 3 of 9 in the fourth quarter after a 6 of 11 effort in that third quarter, including 3 three-point bombs. I'll tell you what, they came back strong. And, you know, early on, I wasn't too sure that Zach Steidel was that good of a shooter, but he made me eat my words in that second half because he was knocking them down over there.
He made 4 straight threes after missing his first two.
So that was the 44% shooting. So both teams shot pretty well considering the level of defense that was played. Rebounding, we got out rebounded. We had 29-24 the final count. That doesn't surprise me a whole lot. Charleston, again, not a big team, but very aggressive, very sturdy bunch that is physical on the boards. And they frustrated us at times, but we overcame that. The turnover count, actually, that's a little surprising. I thought at halftime we'd force them into some more turnovers, but their ball handling really settled down. They had just 11 for the game. Actually, the Silver Streaks had 12 when this one ended up. We were a little sloppy with the ball in the third quarter when they were getting back in, too. So, you know, again, I can't help but think of Coach Reynolds talking about how we needed to stay on the high side and not keep pulling the ball out of the net, and that was just exactly what happened in that third quarter. He's seen enough. Sometimes you think he knows what he's doing, right?
Yeah. He just might. As we finish off the team stats here, looks like Charleston finished 6 from three-point range, 7 of 14. So they made 3 of 20 in barely beating Rantoul earlier, but they make half of their three-pointers tonight, 7 of 14. But the Silver Streaks not too bad themselves, 8 of 17 from behind the arc. And we'll run through the rest of the team statistics and the individual scoring as well here in just a moment. But Coach Mike Reynolds is making his way this direction after a 60-57 Galesburg victory. We'll give you an update from Charleston as well, where the Silver Streaks girls hit 6 three-pointers of their own in the third quarter, and they have stormed back to take a 39-36 lead over Paris at the end of three. So Jim talked about both teams gutting one out, and looks like maybe the Silver Streaks girls are rallying as well. Let's talk about the boys' victory here first as Jim joins Mike Reynolds.
Outstanding win, Coach. Nothing comes easy against a good team. At halftime, we maybe have played our best second quarter of the year to build that lead, but it didn't last very long, did it?
Well, no, we got a little stagnant. That happens sometimes in tournaments. You know, you get tired, you end up settling for three-point shots instead of driving to the rim. And we did that a little bit there in the third quarter. And once we got back to moving the basketball and sharing it, it all started with that play Grant made at the end of the third quarter where he got three guys in the air and flipped it down to Vonnie, and Vonnie laid it in basically at the buzzer. And that spurred us on to playing the way we want to play in the fourth quarter. We were a little disjointed defensively, a couple possessions, but we fought, and played hard and beat a team that's 9-2. So, you know, we'll take it anytime.
When they had caught up and it was 52-50, we were down, things were tough. I mean, not only did they have the momentum, but the foul count in that second half, we had two guys with 4 fouls, including Grant and Ryan, who'd played so hard. Things didn't look good, but these guys were able to really pull it together in the last few minutes.
No, I thought Tyson gave us some good minutes there when he came in the third quarter, get us out of foul trouble. Marcus came in at the end. He's a little more ball-friendly in a pressure situation. He played well. I thought Ryan played well. I mean, you know, he had a couple fouls and stuff, but, I mean, hit a 3 in the first half, was active on the glass, and so much attention on Grant. It was nice to see some other guy. You know, Vonnie, you know, obviously he was out of his mind shooting threes, but you know, Meeker was tough all night, and Cheese came in and played defense and did what he had to do, and we found a way to win, and that's what good teams do, and then maybe we're moving towards being a good team. We'll have to keep seeing.
Yeah, Trevon, I think he really caught him off guard because he didn't shoot well here at all last night, and then not only with the three-point shots, but a couple of big drives there in the fourth quarter and got to the line. He was terrific.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with his hand. You know, he's jammed fingers in football. And he keeps saying, I'm good. And I look over, and he's got some ice on it and tape. And I don't know what he's doing. But if he shoots like that, we may tape everybody's two fingers together and see if it'll make everybody. I don't know what he was. He was bouncing around wanting the ball. I know that. So you can tell when a guy's feeling it.
Weird things happen at holiday tournaments. I remember Chad Johnson last year came out and had a big night shooting. And we told him we may send him back to Arizona. So it's been kind of fun coming down here and seeing some weird things happen.
Yeah, that was at our tournament, though. Chad did that, yeah, because he was in a deer stand at this one. We're trying to be. And we played extremely hard and extremely well. And I think we're going to see, you know, a lot of attention was given to Grant. I thought he played within himself. You know, he played extremely well, and he played extremely hard. And he had a tough matchup with 33, and 33, you know, did really well, and Grant did really well. Like I said, we just found a way to win. We made enough winning plays, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, and we were talking, this team has evolved to the point where early in the season we lost those close games because maybe Grant was trying to do a little bit too much, and I think his teammates were encouraging him too. But now we've found a recipe for a little more success spread around.
Well, you got guys like Meeker and Trevon, and even our bigs have been more ball friendly here lately. And Carson came in. I know he threw one away. That's not really like him, but on an execution play. But we're a tough team to beat when we come and try to play right. You know, I don't think we did that the first game, but today was two good wins for us. Two good wins. I thought we played hard this morning, and we played well, and we know it doesn't get any easier tomorrow.
Not too many freshmen in Maker's situation have nothing but net on two straight with the game on the line. That was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming everybody that from our people knew that we wanted him to have the ball or Grant, and they put two guys on Grant. He popped and got it, and you know, he made both of them. It's nice to see. It's nice to see a nine behind his name to know that for four more years or three and a half, he's still going to be playing for us.
Yeah. One of the other drives, I thought, as we kind of wrap it up here, Joe Williams, at one point we had a lot of guys standing around on offense. It was like an NBA-type thing, and all of a sudden Joe makes a move, makes a bucket, gets to the line. That was a huge play.
Yeah, I mean, what was Joe? You know, 1 of 6 or something from the line, and he's a really good free throw shooter. Matter of fact, made two earlier in the tournament to basically seal the game for us. So we like our guys. We like our young guys. We know that. We know we're going to be really competitive here. We got our sophomores finally won a game, or our freshmen that are up there basically playing with the sophomore team. And so we got some other pieces down there to mix in next year too. But we think we got a chance to be really competitive this year. Maybe, you know, tomorrow set up where we have a chance to play for a championship. So we'll see if we can get that done.
Well, my hunch is we'll have two more close ones tomorrow, a couple of tough ones coming up.
Oh, yeah. Rantoul, they play in a tough league. And, you know, they play Norman U-High, and they're not going to be certainly scared of us. We got to, you know, play two different styles. We want to, you know, take a step back and play more like we did against Rock Island, against Rantoul. And when we play Taylorville, we got to amp this thing up and get moving up and down the floor. And
be playing against the whole town tomorrow night.
Be a lot of fun. We did that a couple years ago against T-Town, and nothing more fun than when there's, you know, whatever, as many as this place can hold. I'm sure it'll be rocking, though. It'll be fun.
All right, congratulations. Talk to you tomorrow, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds for joining us here on the post-game show. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll take a break here, come back, take a look at the rest of the individual scoring, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as well. 60-57, good win for the Streaks over Charleston here at Taylorville. Back to continue with our post-game coverage upcoming on WGIL and WGIL.com.
10 million people have been killed or injured by drunk driving or not wearing a seatbelt over the past 15 years. That's enough to wipe out most of Illinois. Fatalities are on the rise here at home. So is Illinois law enforcement, cracking down on drunk and unbuckled drivers, because these statistics are people's lives. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
For generations, FNM Bank has met the banking needs of their neighbors and friends with trust, courtesy, and outstanding service. The employees of FNM Bank go out of their way for customers. They're committed to a level of personalized customer service you don't often find in banking today. So come to FNM. You'll like the way they do banking.
Your community, your money, your hometown bank. FNM Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Didn't get a chance to wrap up all of the team statistics in this game. We'll go ahead and tell you again that Charleston was 7 of 14 from three-point range, 12 of 17 from the free throw line, but only 5 of 9 in that decisive fourth quarter. So when they needed to hit some free throws down the stretch, they weren't really doing it. Galesburg, not so much down the stretch either. 4 of 9 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter and 6 of 13 for the game, but they knocked down 8 of their 17 three-point shots. That was pretty big, including Trevon Diggins making 4 out of 5 from behind the arc. Ethan Meeker added 3. Both finished with a career high. Let's just go ahead and run through the individual numbers. Zach Steidel led Charleston with 18. Ethan Miller finished in double figures with 15. Next up, Noah Miller and Jordan Hellman each with 8. Tristan Winnett had 7, so good balance for the Trojans. After that, very little. A.J. Thomas off the bench with a point. Alex Gowan did not score for Charleston. For the Silver Streaks, the two career highs tonight. Trevon Diggins with 22 on 9 of 10 shooting from the field. And as we mentioned, 4 of 5 from three-point range. Ethan Meeker finished with 15. Grant Gibson finished with 15. So right there is 52 of the streak's 60 points. Joe Williams had 5. Ryan Carl added 3. And really some great defense by Ryan tonight, playing down low. Had some big blocks.
Yep.
And some big defensive stops, forcing some altered shots. Really fought hard for some rebounds as well. Marcus Ross, Denzel Jones, and Carson Cheeseman did not score for the Silver Streaks. Neither team went very deep on their bench. Tyson Barks didn't score tonight either, and the Silver Streaks prevailed 60-57. Take a timeout here on the postgame show. We'll come back, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. As Galesburg beats Charleston 60-57, you're listening to the Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Last winter, over 200 people committed to living healthier, and in 8 short weeks, they lost over 1,000 pounds. We're doing it again. OSF St. Mary Medical Center and the Knox County YMCA challenge you to register for Commit to Fit. Beginning January 11th, we're going to help you watch what you're eating and get you moving. Go to galesburg.info, click on keyword Commit to Fit to register. The first 300 people to register online and weigh in receive goodie bags. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. Did I mention there's cash and prizes up for grabs?
Life is busy, and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance Agency, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. Cratty Insurance will take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call or stop by their office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Find out what's happening and what's in the plans for Discovery Depot in 2013 when our guests join us tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the WGIL Morning News.
Galesburg prevails over Charleston here at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, 60-57, streaks down 9-5 on the year as they come down here to defend their championship from last year. Charleston Trojans dropped to 9-3 on the season. Our final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, which Jim Lee, as we were discussing off-air, not as easy as it might appear. Two very clear candidates, though.
Yeah, we have to go 1 and 1A, I think, on this one because we had two guys over the course of the game that both had career highs and both contributed heavily
in the closing minutes of the ball game. Certainly the freshman, Evan Meeker, the three-pointer in that fourth quarter when we weren't shooting very well, a big shot. And then, of course, the two big free throws when we were up one to give us that breathing room with a three-point lead. They don't come any more clutch than that.
When nobody else was shooting free throws well at all.
And I mean, they were pure, just perfect. So a nod to Ethan for sure, but you and I both agreed when all comes down, we got to go with Trevon Diggins. He was just fantastic pretty much the entire game on both ends of the court. The career high in points. Also, of course, defensively causing all sorts of problems for Charleston, especially in that first half. And then late in this ball game, Trevon, I think on consecutive possessions, he broke down the defense and took it to the basket and got shots and went to the line. I don't think he got any free throws down, but his two driving baskets broke down the Charleston defense and really helped to provide us with that win. So they were both terrific. We'll go with the senior Diggins. I don't know how he could play a better game than what he played tonight.
Nope, he was fantastic. 9 of 10 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3-point range. You throw in the defense that he played here tonight, the clutch shots that he hit. Can't argue with Trevon Diggins as a crunch time player of the game. So we're back at it tomorrow. Streaks still in control of their own destiny with this big, big win here tonight over the Trojans. Tomorrow, first time in the tournament, the Silver Streaks will not play the opening game of either session. Mattoon and Rochester will play the first game tomorrow morning, and then the Streaks will battle Rantoul. It's a scheduled 11:30 tip-off. That would put our pregame at 11:10 tomorrow if the first game doesn't set it back too far. And then tomorrow night, Galesburg and Taylorville in the last game of the tournament, scheduled for 8 o'clock. For now, the Streaks will enjoy their 3-0 run here in the tournament, and we'll be curious to see what Taylorville does against Rochester tonight, because that one is now shaping up to be the championship game, although Taylorville and Charleston still have to play tomorrow during the first session. So lots still to be played out, but Galesburg right where it wants to be in defense of this tournament title from last year at 3-0 after this big win over the Trojans here tonight. For Ashley Blake at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. We'll see you again tomorrow morning at 11:10 here on WGIL when Galesburg tries to defend its Taylorville Holiday Tournament title. 60-57, the win over Charleston tonight. Good night from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. Broadcasting from the Galesburg Radio